top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, February 29th, in the headlines. United Workers Party President Lennox Linton underscored the importance of unity as a collective force to rescue and contribute to Dominica's development.
95, the big stage.
The St. Lucian government plans to repay a debt of over $2 million to Martinique's authorities, aiming to address outstanding debts and enhance diplomatic relations. And the late Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's wife has revealed that his funeral service and burial will take place in Moscow on Friday after arrangements for a public memorial service had been cancelled. Details coming up next.
Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
President of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, stressed the importance of unity as a collective force to rescue and contribute to Dominica's development. He emphasized the need for individuals to take action differently in defending the country's interest. Linton also asserted that the concerned citizens of Dominica will no longer tolerate manipulation of the country's resources by a select group of individuals.
To act stronger together to save Dominica, to rescue our country, to restore our country, and to rebuild our country. And that means that from this day forward, we are going to behave differently in defense of our country and in building our country. That is why we are saying we are no longer going to be sleepwalking our way through life as a group of people in governance do what they want with our resources. While the people get poorer and poorer, this is where it ends. We stand tonight for the return into the treasury of Dominica of our passport billions. We want the money deposited into the consolidated fund, as the European Union has told us it must, and we want the money spent from the consolidated fund such that our government is not going to owe any more. Merchants, firms in Dominica, individuals, hundreds of millions of dollars a year in unpaid checks that they have at the treasury that they cannot issue because there is no money in the treasury, while the treasury overseas has a lot of money, billions of dollars, from the operation of what Mr. Skerritt called our passport factory.
Linton stated that despite the DLP government's deception regarding the management of funds, the hospital continues to face shortages of essential medical supplies.
Now they're telling us we have no money, we the people have no money. When you have taken our money and held it overseas and you're doing what you want with it, it is unacceptable. You are benefiting from it, the people are not. You are giving yourself 50% salary increase. The people are getting nothing. We have no money for basic supplies at the hospitals. Healthcare is heading to jackass glory. How is that tolerable? People talk about action. We are going to act. Your assembly here was a wonderful act of patriotism and interest in the further development of your country. Make no mistake about that. And we must speak so we understand one another. And we understand clearly what it is we're going to do together going forward. And from this day forward, we say tonight, we want our money back. We want an announcement within 7 days that the money is going to be deposited in the Consolidated Fund of Dominica. All of it. And failing that, from Monday, we start doing nothing. The hashtag that will trend over the next 7 days is do nothing. Hashtag what?
Do nothing.
I didn't hear you.
Do nothing.
Hashtag what?
Do nothing.
And that was Lennox Linton, president of the United Workers' Party. The 13th edition of the Jazz and Creole Festival is scheduled for May 5th, 2024 at the Carbridge National Park in Portsmouth, themed Creole Fusion. According to Discover Dominica Authority, this year's event is anticipated to surpass previous editions in scale and quality.
Jazz and Creole 2024 will take place on May 5th, 2024 at the Fort Shirley Cabaret National Park from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Details of tickets, costs, lineup of the different artists will be announced soon. Also, you can expect weekly press conferences from our team as of March 2024. Let's talk theme. What is the theme for Jazz and Creole Festival? The theme for this year is Creole Fusion. Creole Fusion. Think of bold prints, lively prints, and unique accessories. Creole Fusion. Blending Creole traditions with a festive flair in outfits that combine traditional Creole elements with a modern and colorful twist. This is the theme for this year, Creole Fusion. So mark your calendars for Jazz and Creole and prepare to lose yourself in the rhythm once again. And let's keep in mind, the World Creole Music Festival 2024 will take place October 24th to 26th, 2024, so we can start our thoughts and preparations for that event.
The DDA is encouraging attendees to anticipate the upcoming Jazz and Creole Festival and the World Creole Music Festival, promising that both events will be even more spectacular than in previous years.
Now, for more about Dominica, visit our website www.discoverdominica.com. You can call us directly at 448-2045. We invite you to follow Dominica on Facebook, Instagram, and to look at our videos on YouTube. In closing, it has been an honor to serve as your master of ceremonies. I thank you very much for joining us on this journey. As we part ways, let's carry the spirit of Mass Dominic in our hearts and look forward to the melodies of Jazz and Creole in May. And mark our calendars for World Creole Music Festival in October. Good morning, stay safe. And we'll see you very soon at Jazz and Creole in May.
Monel Alexis, Communications and Public Relations Specialist at Discover Dominica Authority. In light of the escalating challenges posed by climate change, the OECS member states outlined clear priorities aimed at addressing the region's critical concerns amidst the ongoing climate crisis. Among these priorities was the urgent need to activate the Loss and Damage Fund, a vital mechanism to support vulnerable nations, particularly ahead of the impending 2024 hurricane season. Recent years have witnessed devastating hurricanes, including Hurricane Irma in 2017 and Hurricane Maria, which caused severe destruction in several OECS member states. These catastrophic events have highlighted the pressing need to make Loss and Damage Fund acceptable to all OECS member states through reputable regional institutions such as the Caribbean Development Bank, Sir Mauli Joseph, Antigua and Barbuda's Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, has led advocacy efforts on these fronts. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Acting Chief Cultural Officer Olson Matthew has highlighted ongoing efforts to elevate the successes and shortcomings of recent events in Dominica. These discussions involving various stakeholders aim to identify areas for improvement and refine your future activities on the island. Matthew emphasized the importance of addressing public concerns regarding the lack of opportunities to provide feedback on events. He called for enhanced communication among stakeholders to facilitate better planning and organization of future activities in Dominica.
Over the past week, we've had various stakeholder discussions, all in a bid to analyze what worked, what didn't work, and how we can improve on the product. I've noticed that the public's biggest gripe is that they feel like they have not been given a listening ear over the years. Additionally, there's the concern that the level of investment should better reflect our vision of Mass Dominic rivaling any carnival anywhere. So as we work towards that common goal, let's be sure to pay attention to details and consider feedback from all walks of life. No stakeholders, no carnival. It's that simple. I mention those conversations that we need to start having, some of which are obvious, others will need some creative, critical thinking and open-mindedness. Going forward, we need to give due consideration to developing a permanent festival and events venue. If not, we'll be having the same conversation next year as it relates to the challenges. I guarantee that. Another question. What are the best suited days for Carnival Mondays and Tuesdays activities? And I'm talking about the t-shirt ban versus the costume ban. Are we willing to weigh the pros and cons and make informed decisions? How willing are we to accept change? Are we maximizing the potential of our offerings? And I'm speaking from both a profitability standpoint as well as the experience itself. Yes, these questions and much more. Are we ready for that? Or are we sweeping them under the carpet to find ourselves running into the same issues next time around?
Matthew emphasized that implementing recommendations entails being open to change, stepping out of one's comfort zone, and making investments.
Now, reports will address all of these matters, but at the end of the day, recommendations are just that, recommendations. Acting on those recommendations will take buy-in, being receptive to change, and not being averse to stepping out of our respective comfort zones. And of course, investment. 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 I can say 10 times fucking dice. Investment. Right. Now, that investment would come in the form of both public and private sector funding towards infrastructure, human resource development, investment of time, knowledge, and research. And as we end one carnival season, I want to encourage that we carry on the momentum straight into the next carnival season, and that's 2025 I'm talking about already. While the ideas and recommendations are fresh in our minds, document them and continue the work.
And that was the Acting Chief Cultural Officer, Olson Matthew. Wayne James, a former police officer, has urged the Dominica Police Welfare Association to organize a meeting for police officers across the island to address the challenging working conditions they endure. He emphasized the importance of discussing the current state of affairs, highlighting the detrimental impact such conditions may have on the country. According to Wayne James, morale within the police force has reached an unprecedented low in 2024, signaling the urgent need for action to improve the situation.
One of my disappointments is that the police force have something they call a welfare association. I do not know if Mr. Drygo is still the chairman, but if he is, I want to call on you, Mr. Drygo, to call a meeting with your men and address the issues that I have dealt with there, because police officers in 2024 cannot be subjected to this. Because you know what? That is going to take a toll on the country. The police officers are going to be, well, I mean, the police force has, I mean, the lowest I've seen the police force in terms of moral is now. I don't know how low it can get. It is simple and easy to answer. Matelte, because of political interference, Raven Blackman that is running the police force, you know. Ask any police officer, meet them off the record. Tell them you're speaking to them off the record. Raven Blackman is the man that is running the police force. You see this guy, Davidson Valerie, that is there acting commissioner.
James advocates for significant public awareness regarding the challenging working conditions faced by police officers. He suggests that the current police chief's appointment appears unlikely, with concerns that political motives may manipulate the decision.
I want to say to Davidson Valerie, he will never get confirmed in that. He cannot get confirmed in that position. Because you see, those politicians that rule this country, when they can use and abuse you, they understand that they have you where they want. They will use, abuse you, and spit you out, because very soon they have no use for him. Remember I said that to you. So Valerie has decided to put on a political cloak on him as acting commissioner of police and not interested and concerned about the men that he leads. I'm happy that I had this opportunity to bring to the general public this information as to the treatment our police officers are subject to now. And I'm calling on the police officer, my former colleague, take your rightful stand. Take your rightful stand. You are brothers, you are sisters, our nephews, our nieces, our cousins, our friends. I, Wayne James, understand the work that you have to do. And without those things, I know how frustrating it will be and is for you all at this time.
Wayne James, a former police officer. In other news, in an effort to settle outstanding debts and bolster diplomatic relations, the government of St. Lucia has expressed its intention to repay a debt exceeding $2 million owed to Martinique's authorities. The announcement was made by the Minister of Health, Wellness and Elderly Affairs, Moses John Baptist, during the weekly pre-cabinet press conference on Monday. The debt primarily stems from medical expenses incurred by St. Lucia nationals who sought urgent healthcare services in Martinique during emergencies over the years. Minister John Baptist reiterated the government's commitment to responsibly address these financial obligations, emphasizing the importance of prioritizing debt settlement. I quote, "We have not settled our debt with the French authorities. We continue to work with them to ascertain the category of debt," close quote, Minister John Baptist stated, highlighting ongoing efforts to clarify and resolve the outstanding financial burden. He further emphasized the government's decision to this endeavor, noting that Prime Minister Philippe Jean-Pierre has identified it as a priority. John Baptist underscored the significance of strengthening relations with Martinique's hospitals, recognizing the vital services they provide to St. Lucian citizens. And the wife of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny revealed that his funeral is scheduled to take place on Friday, March 1st, 2024 in Moscow. However, she expressed uncertainty about whether the event would proceed peacefully and mentioned that arrangements for a public memorial service had been cancelled.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's widow says his funeral is to take place in Moscow on Friday, but she is unsure whether police might arrest attendees. Yulia Navalny won multiple standing ovations in a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Wednesday. Judging from previous gatherings of Navalny supporters, the authorities will break up anything they deem to resemble a political demonstration under protest laws.
The funeral will take place the day after tomorrow. And I'm not sure yet whether it will be peaceful or whether peace will arrest those who have come to say goodbye to my husband.
Navalny died aged 47 at an Arctic penal colony on February 16th. Kira Yarmish, Navalny's spokesperson, posted on X that Navalny's service would be held in the Moscow district of Mariino, where he used to live. This video obtained by Reuters shows workers installing security cameras on Wednesday at the Borisovskoye Cemetery, where he'll then be buried. A Reuters reporter saw three police patrols there. The authorities have designated Navalny's supporters as US-backed extremists. Navalny's allies have accused the Kremlin of thwarting their attempts to organize a bigger event a day earlier, for fear it would overshadow a speech President Vladimir Putin is due to give to Russia's elite. The Kremlin has said it has nothing to do with such arrangements. Navalny, who has pledged to continue her husband's work, told EU lawmakers Putin killed him.
On his orders, Alexei was tortured for 3 years. He was starved in a tiny stone cell, cut off from the outside world and denied visits, phone calls, and then even letters. And then they killed him. Even after that, they abused his body and abused his mother.
Navalny's supporters allege Putin could not tolerate the thought of him being freed in a potential prisoner swap. They have not published proof to back up that accusation.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers' Party President Lennox Linton underscored the importance of unity as a collective force to rescue and contribute to Dominica's development.
Local, regional, and global.
The St. Lucian government plans to repay a debt of over $2 million to Martinique's authorities, aiming to address outstanding debts and enhance diplomatic relations. And the late Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's wife has revealed that his funeral service and burial will take place in Moscow on Friday, after arrangements for a public memorial service had been cancelled.
Local, region.
I've been your presenter, Ferdison Valman.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only.